The image of a shepherd and sheep is a classic image from Scripture. And it's an image that brings comfort to a lot of people. I bet if you ask people what their favorite passage in Scripture is, perhaps one of the most common answers would be Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. A question that I was reflecting on as I was reading today's gospel. How close is a shepherd and his sheep? What is that relationship like? A shepherd keeps watch over his sheep night and day. It's not a 9-to-5 job. You can't just watch your sheep for 8 hours, have a lunch break in the middle, go home, kick back and relax. You have to take care of the sheep constantly. A wolf could come at any time. And the shepherd has to be there to defend his flock. A sheep could go astray at any time. The shepherd has to be there guiding and watching over his flock, guarding them all day long, making sure they're protected at night. A shepherd has to show great concern for his sheep. And the sheep are totally dependent upon the shepherd. A sheep could easily wander into danger, whether that's bad terrain that's dangerous for the sheep, or a sheep could leave the safety of the flock. A sheep needs a shepherd to lead it to pasture so it has food and water every day to eat. And so there's a very deep relationship, a very close relationship between a shepherd and sheep. And that's the image that our Lord uses for the relationship he desires to have with us. He is watching over us constantly. He is constantly concerned for our well-being and for our safety. And he desires for us to depend upon him, to listen to his voice, and to heed his commands. Often people feel that God is distant from them. A lot of people believe that God isn't really active in their life or in the world, that God is uncaring. Or some people may not believe that, but in the way they live their lives, they live as if God doesn't exist or as if God doesn't care about them deeply. They live as though they are alone and they have to fend totally for themselves. But that's not the God who reveals himself to us in Scripture. That's not the God who sent his only Son into the world so that whoever believes in him might not perish. We hear in the first reading today about Peter's homily. This is the first time the gospel is preached after Christ's resurrection from the dead. And Peter goes out with the 11 and boldly proclaims the message of Christ's salvation. And 3,000 people were baptized on that day. 3,000 people were drawn into the mystical body of Christ. They were given eternal life. And that was just the beginning. Because over the generations, countless millions upon millions of people have been drawn together by Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit into his church. That's where Jesus Christ unites his people and he nourishes them with his word in Scripture and with sacramental graces. God is many things, but apathetic is not one of them. God cares about his people greatly, and he has intervened in dramatic ways in the world in order to draw us closer to salvation. If we look at the spiritual lives of some of the great mystics in the church's tradition, some of the great saints, they have a very intimate relationship with our Lord. If we read the writings of the Apostle John, or St. Therese, or St. Teresa of Avila, we find people who have very intimate relationships with our Lord. I was recently reading a passage from the diary of St. Faustina. And she described how one day she was kneeling to receive communion. And as she was receiving the host, there was a second host that was on the priest's sleeve. And it fell as she was receiving communion and she caught it in her hand. And I guess something like that could happen. It's a simple occurrence. But she was overwhelmed when the host fell into her hand with a sense of such love that it overwhelmed her senses all day long. And she heard the words from the host, "I desired to rest in your hands, not only in your heart." Imagine the all-powerful God arranged this tiny situation. It was all part of his plan, so that there would be a host on his sleeve, so that at the moment Faustina received communion, a host would fall and she would catch it in her hand, so that he could rest in her hands as well as in her heart. That reveals something powerful about our Lord. The Lord wants each and every one of us to have an intimate relationship with him. If he's willing to arrange events so that he can delight into falling into Saint Faustina's hand for a few brief moments as she was holding that host, what does that mean about the relationship our Lord desires for us? I'm sure that there are many ways, whether in big ways or small ways, ways that we recognize or ways that we don't see, ways that we miss, that our Lord is reaching out to us as well. Jesus says in the gospel, "I have come so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Our Lord gives us life by drawing us into himself, into his own infinite life, drawing us into his mystical body, the church. And there could be no greater destiny, no greater fate that could await any of us than to be drawn into the very life of the Trinity and to be nourished and to have the life of God flowing through us. I encourage each one of us to reflect on our own image of God as we read today's gospel reading. And perhaps this image of the shepherd and the sheep can be something that challenges our image of God. God is not distant. He is not uncaring. He is a God who wants to be involved in very intimate ways, big and small ways, in our lives. This is the God who we worship at today's Mass. This is the God who we encounter in the Holy Eucharist, who has given us the Holy Catholic Church. This is the God that we worship and the God that we adore.